All right, here we go.
Well, it's going to be a good weekend. Riddick was number one this past week, bringing in $19 million. This weekend looks to finally shake things up, though, at the box office, which has been dominated by the lazy-eyed butler joint and the Jennifer Aniston stripper movie for the last month or so. But two new movies are opening, and I think they'll both do well this weekend. If you haven't looked on the calendar today, it's Friday the 13th. So to celebrate, we have Insidious 2, now in theaters. This is the sequel to Insidious from director James Wan, who directed the first Saw movie and the earlier summer horror success, The Conjuring. The same audience that flocked to see The Conjuring will certainly want to see this movie, too. In fact, when I saw the trailers for both films earlier this summer, I thought they were the same film. They star the same lead actor, Patrick Wilson, and are directed by James Wan, and both have to do with spooky ghosts and stuff. For the movie-loving weirdos like me out there, this is a clear Friday the 13th weekend pick. The other film this weekend is The Family, starring Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones. It's directed by French filmmaker Luc Besson, whose American directorial successes include The Professional, which made Natalie Portman a star, and The Fifth Element, that odd sci-fi movie with Bruce Willis. The Family is pretty much banking on Robert De Niro to get the butts in the seats this weekend, casting him in a familiar kind of role. He plays the head of a mafia clan that is relocated to France as part of a witness protection program that goes back to their familiar ways. French director Luc Besson probably feels more at home in his native soil, but in a true sign of art imitating life, this movie will also rely on American to save it. We love De Niro in these gangster and mafia roles, and it's almost depressing sometimes watching him play a regular guy in recent movies like Being Flynn. I want the badass De Niro with guns and explosions, and The Family has the potential to deliver. So this weekend, it's all a matter of what audiences are in the mood for. Ghosts and scares, or guns and explosions? The choice is yours. And that's this week's Matty T Minute.